Good morning.
Okay,
you're going to want to turn off the other mics, I think, up here so that we don't blow people's ears out. We just need to make sure you're all awake. You know, up here I can see who's sleeping, and so... Good morning, brother. I thought I'd start this morning by teaching you one of the ancient greetings of the church. It's pretty easy. All we do is, I'm going to say, "He is risen," and you respond with, "He is risen indeed." Okay, we're going to try this. He is risen. Okay, some of you got it. Good. He is risen. He is risen indeed. You know, that's one of the earliest greetings of the church, but it comes actually from a different time. Actually started as one of the earliest code words of the church. So in the first century, when it was illegal to be a Christian, they had to come up with ways to identify each other that the authorities wouldn't pick up on, so they wouldn't get arrested. Probably the most famous of these is the Jesus fish that's still with us. Of course not. Guys, you're going to have to flip my slides for me. Hey! The Jesus fish. So this was one of the earliest. It would appear on churches and on places where Christians met to tell them this was a safe place.
So, 这个就是早期他们用的一些符号,他知道是安全的。
And it could be drawn in the sound where one follower would draw one of the arcs. And if the other person was a Christian, they could draw the other arc of the fish. And they would know that they were both Christians and they could talk to each other. In the same way, if they weren't sure, they could say to the one person, "He is risen." And if the other responded, "He is risen indeed," they knew that they were in the presence of a brother or sister.
言语去问对方,他已经是不是已经复活了,而对方回答是,他确实已经复活了,就知道对方是主内弟兄姊妹。
Now, over the centuries, obviously, the need for codes and phrases like that became less and less.
当然,随着时间,一个一个世纪的过去,这些需要用暗语的方式,就不再需要了。
And so it became, instead, the traditional Easter greeting of the church.
他逐渐就称为,在复活节里面,大家互相问候的。
To affirm to each other that he is risen. He is risen indeed.
互相问候,他是不是已经复活了?他确实已经复活。
It's the most shocking of announcements on Easter morning. Jesus isn't dead. He was crucified, but he's been raised to life.
在这个复活节的清晨,有一个真的很惊讶,很震惊的事。 耶稣死了,但他却再次是复活了。
And it takes a moment to sink in, usually. I can only imagine how Mary felt that first Easter. She's come to the tomb of her teacher, her friend, the man she called Lord. And his body's gone! They've moved it.
他们当然移走了尸体。
And in her grief, she cries, and she's standing there at the tomb weeping.
在她极度忧伤，她就喊，在个坟前嗰度喊。
And she sees a nearby gardener.
她见到附近有一个看守嘅园丁。
And she figures maybe he helped them move the body, so she goes and she begins to beg him.
她想可能系呢个园丁帮手移走个耶稣嘅尸体。
If you help them, tell me where they moved him. Tell me so I can go, so I can look after the body.
他就问个园丁，是不是你帮手搬走尸体？请你告诉我啦，话俾我听啦，等我亦都可以去睇睇耶稣嘅尸体。
And it's only when Jesus responds by saying her name that she recognizes him.
而一路直至到耶稣去讲出玛利亚佢个名嘅时候，玛利亚先醒觉。
I imagine she's quite shocked when she recognizes the way that Jesus says her name.
当然，玛利亚嗰阵时听到耶稣嗌佢名，佢好震惊。
And the script and the scriptures tell us that her first inclination is probably the same as mine. She reaches out to touch him.
咁当然，圣经嗰个描述就好似我，如果系玛利亚嘅情况，我都会咁样做，就系马上去想捉摸下耶稣，想拥抱下耶稣。
She wants to hold him, to hug him, to make sure this is real, not a hallucination.
玛利亚想拥抱耶稣，她确实她真实的。
She wants to be close to him, to make sure, and to know what happened.
玛利亚当然是想亲近她，接近她在身边，等知多些究竟什么发生了呢？
And yet, Jesus doesn't want this. He immediately says, no, don't touch me.
但是耶稣却拒绝佢，马上耶稣马上叫佢唔好捉摸我。
Instead, he sends her away to go find his disciples and tell them that he's risen.
相反，耶稣打发阿玛利亚出去，叫佢话俾佢门徒听，佢已经复活。
Yeah. It seems somewhat that that's the natural sort of response to encountering the risen Lord. We'll see it time and again in Scripture.
我想这个很自然，当每个人如果是我们的话，见到复活的耶稣的时候，也都会是这样。
There's shock, there's bewilderment, there's wonder, and there's a desire to touch him.
我们会很震惊，很困惑，也都很想去摸摸这位复活的耶稣。
To reach out and to be with him, to stay with him, to learn from this man who has somehow overcome death.
我们会很想在他身边陪住佢，问下佢所发生嘅事情究竟系乜嘢发生咗。
And yet, time and again, Jesus sends them away.
但系不断地，耶稣打发佢出去，叫佢出去。
It seems to be the pattern of resurrection appearances from now on.
Pattern,
yeah.
就好似一个即时时都系咁样发生嘅一样。
Jesus will appear, he'll spend a little time with the people he's appeared to, let them be sure that he's been raised.
这个就好像一个常规，耶稣去显现给其他人看一样，他是叫他们出去，将他复活的事。
And then he'll send them away to proclaim that resurrection. They don't get to stay with him. He's never in one place very long.
他不会同给他看到复活的人逗留好长时间，佢总系将佢哋叫出去，叫佢哋将佢复活嘅事去话俾其他人听。
It's nearly like you've seen me. Now go and proclaim my message. Live it out in your lives.
你哋已经见到我嘅复活，你哋出去将我复活嘅事话俾其他人听啦。
One of my favorite examples of this, probably because it's a little bit funny in my eyes, happens in the first chapter of Acts.
我最喜欢的其中一个的圣经里面的故事呢，就是在《使徒行传》，那他的情景呢是都挺有趣的，我觉得。
I wanted to read it for you guys. So if you have your Bibles, flip to Acts 1.
在《使徒行传》。
I'll start at verse 9 and I'll put it on the screen for you in a second.
《使徒行传》第一章的那个经文可以会打在那个 PowerPoint 上面。
There we go. go. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into the heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the heavens? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven."
咁喺《使徒行传》第1章第10节嗰度咁话：当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说：加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？ 这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
It's funny in my eyes because I can just picture the disciples at this moment.
我觉得这个好有趣，因为这个故事咧喺我嘅眼中咧会系咁样样嘅。
Can you just picture them?
<笑>个情景就系咁啦。
Just picture them, they're staring up.
我能够想象的就是他们当时就望着，向上望。
Now Jesus has left them instructions, but it takes a couple of angels to get them into motion to get that going on.
耶稣真是完全地拿了他们的吸引力，直至有两个天使落到来。
And I love the words of the angels. Men of Galilee, what are you doing standing here staring into the sky?
那两个天使就在那里好像叫醒他们那样，加利利人啊，你们为什么还望着天啊？
I wonder if they had some answers, you know? They're staring up. Hey guys, maybe he's going to bounce off the top. I wonder. Maybe he's going to buzz Jerusalem. Wouldn't that be cool? Maybe if we stand here long enough, we'll get to see the heavens open and we'll get to see God as Jesus goes back into heaven.
又或者我哋望得耐啲嘅时候咧，天空会打开，我哋能够见到神。
But the angels say, "No, get going. He left you instructions."
但系天使就唔系啦，同佢讲：下走啦，你哋要走啦，望够啦。
And he's coming back. Don't worry about that.
耶稣会再翻嚟噶，你哋唔使担心。
I think the disciples get caught up sometimes, like we do. They encounter the risen Christ. And they're delighted, and they're shocked, and they want to stay with him.
我能够想象当时啲门徒系俾个耶稣复活嘅情景，佢升天嘅情景咧吸引住，以至到佢哋真系唔知道点样做。
But they forget that the entire reason Jesus was raised from the dead was as a witness that the kingdom of God had come.
佢哋系好想同呢个复活咗耶稣一齐，但系佢忘记咗耶稣点解要复活嗰个原因。
It was evidence both for his followers and for the world that he was who he said he was.
耶稣复活就是要来成就那个确证，他就是复活的主，他就是我们的神。
And that they needed to go spread that message, and we need to go spread that message.
而门徒就需要将耶稣复活这个事去告诉其他人听。
See, the reason Jesus was raised wasn't just so that we could sit here and talk about how cool it is that we serve a risen Lord.
耶稣的复活不是让我们能够觉得，哇，真是劲啊！我们可以和他一起，这位这么劲的神一起，不是这样。
It was so that we can go out into the world and point him out to others and say, Jesus was raised from the dead. Believe in him.
他的复活乃是叫我们，要我们去出去，告诉其他人听，我们的主。
Jesus is clear to his followers that their mission from here on out is to go out into the world and proclaim his message. In fact, he's been clear with them from the beginning of his ministry that that's their job. Go out and proclaim what I'm telling people. Tell them that the kingdom of God has come.
耶稣的信息是很清楚，就是叫他们，你们不要在我心里，你们要出去，这个使命就是出去告诉全世界听。
And now he's provided them with the ultimate evidence of that. Now, They're to go out and preach not only the kingdom of God, but his resurrection and their salvation. If you want proof of that, you need to look no further than the last commandment Jesus gives the disciples. Go into all the earth. Or more appropriately, as you are going into all the earth, proclaim the gospel. Proclaim everything I taught you. Now that's tricky sometimes. We get caught up. We want to stay with Jesus. We want to experience what he has. We want to touch the risen Lord. We want to stare into the heavens and wonder, Jesus, wasn't that cool?
但是很多时候我们就被这个这么神这么奇妙的情景我们被他困住锁住我们觉得哇真是奇妙不可思议以致到我们想留在耶稣身边想亲近他想去享受这个耶稣父这个奇妙的事。
I think then it's appropriate that the words of the angels that they speak to those men of Galilee apply to us as well.
以致到我们没做我们应该做的事但是这个天使就跟他们说加利利人
I think they would say to us, men and women of Burnaby Pacific Grace,
同样地这个天使也可以跟我们说
What are you standing around for?
本拿比做紧堂的弟兄姊妹你们做什么还坐在这里
Is this Jesus who was risen not coming back for you?
就是这位耶稣,他已经复活了,他会回来的,为你们回来。
And until he does, didn't he give you things to do?
但是他回来之前,他给了一些东西你们做的。
Didn't he tell you to go out and tell the world that he was risen?
他不是告诉你们,叫你们出去告诉全世界,他已经复活吗?
Yeah, that's your job.
没错,这个是你们的工作。
Go and tell the world that he is risen. He is risen indeed.
出去,告诉全世界,他复活了。 他确实已经复活了
Let's pray.
让我们祷告
Lord, we are a people who often marvel at how amazing you are.
神啊,我们很多时候都留在去欣赏你几么奇妙的时光
And Lord, that's appropriate because you're an amazing God and you've done amazing things for us.
当然神你真是那位奇妙的主你为我们做很多奇妙的事
But Lord, we often forget that out of what you've done for us we need to go out to the world and tell them about you
但是我们很多时候都忘记了我们去欣赏你的奇妙的之余我们忘记了出去将你的事告诉其他人
We forget that our job is not to stand around waiting for you to come back but to go spread your message to the world
我们忘记了,以致我们很多时候都在这里,还哭泣着你的受苦,忘记了出去。
Holy Spirit, help us with that.
圣灵啊, 求你帮助我们。
Give us the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge to go.
给我们勇气, 给我们知识, 给我们能力, 能够出去。
And to proclaim to the world the risen Son of God.
向世界宣告, 神你已经复活, 主你已经复活。
And the salvation that is theirs if they'll just reach out for it.
就将你的救恩告诉其他人听。
Lord, help us draw people to you.
神啊, 求你给我们能力去将人带到你面前。
To experience the risen Savior and the kingdom of God.
我们的复活主和我们的神。
Lord, we pray this in your strong name.
我们向你祷告。
Amen.
Yes, okay.